It is now time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And so get your Bible and be turning in your Bible to the book of Acts chapter 15. And in a few moments we'll be looking at Acts chapter 15 verses 36 through 40. You see, Paul and Barnabas had gone on a missionary journey. But on that journey, Mark had gone with them, and Mark had left them and returned to Antioch, or perhaps even all the way to Jerusalem. Mark, we don't know exactly why Mark had left them, but then when it came time for Paul and Barnabas to return on a second journey and go back and visit those churches where they had been, Barnabas wanted to take Mark with him. And Paul did not want to take him, thinking he might leave them again. And so we're going to read about that dispute and see what we can learn from these things as we study John Mark, this great man in the New Testament. Now, as you're turning there to Acts chapter 15, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. Let me read to you from the text for the Sunday school lesson. This lesson is from Acts chapter 15, beginning in verse 36, and going through 40 we read, "And after some days Paul said to Barnabas, Let us return now and visit the brethren in every city wherein we proclaimed the word of the Lord, and see how they fare. And Barnabas was minded to take with them John also, who was called Mark. But Paul thought it not good to take with them him who withdrew from them from Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work. And there arose a sharp contention, so that they parted asunder one from the other. And Barnabas took Mark with him, and sailed away into Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas, and went forth, being commended by the brethren to the grace of the Lord." Now I'm looking here in a little Sunday school book called Elam's Notes, at a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of September the 9th, 1923. And this is that section where he discusses about Mark and how he withdrew from that work. And so Barnabas, too, thought he and Paul should visit these churches and was desirous of taking John Mark with them. Did human nature or kindred ties have any influence with Barnabas? Human relationships now affect men. There is such a thing as nepotism. Be that as it may, the fact is, Barnabas wished to take Mark. But Paul thought it not good to take Mark, because Mark withdrew from them at Perga in Pamphylia and returned to Jerusalem, Acts 13:13, and went not with them to the work. This was Paul's reason for not taking Mark. Barnabas gave no reason for wanting to take him. There was some reason for Mark's turning back, but his motive is not expressed. It is thought by some that perhaps he lacked the courage to brave the dangers and to endure the hardships of the journey that lay before them. To say the least, he was not satisfactory to Paul, and he stoutly opposed taking Mark, while Barnabas as stoutly favored taking him. They contended sharply over this, and finally parted asunder. Neither yielded to the other. Barnabas took Mark, and sailed away into Cyprus. This was fitting, because Cyprus was Barnabas's early home, and he had helped Paul to preach the gospel there. But in contrast with what Barnabas did, Paul chose Silas and went forth being commended by the brethren to the grace of the Lord. The church must have come together and prayed for these preachers and the guidance and the grace of God. Why was this difference between Paul and Barnabas recorded? God records the truth about men and must have recorded this for our good. We can learn a good and very much needed lesson from it. There is no difference between Paul and Barnabas on anything in regard to the will of God that they preached. This was only a difference in judgment in regard to taking Mark on this journey. The conduct of Paul and Barnabas cannot be used as an example of setting differences in regard to what the will of God is. Two different and conflicting things cannot both be the will of God. In regard to the differences on the teaching of the Bible, two persons cannot settle their differences by agreeing to disagree. Both may be wrong, but only one can be right. The teaching of the Bible on any question is always the same. When Paul and Barnabas differed and sharply contended over a difference of judgment, they did not divide the church at Antioch or in any other place or start one or two general factions throughout the country. Neither one thought the other was not a Christian. Neither held any bitterness. Neither one in any way criticized or spoke aught against the other. Each held the other in high esteem. Paul in his letters refers to Barnabas in tenderest regards and high appreciation. And Mark regained Paul's confidence. If Paul lost confidence in him because of his turning back at this time, Paul commends him in the book of Colossians, in Colossians chapter 4 and verse 11. Or rather, in Colossians 4 and verse 10, Paul writes, "Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, saluteth you, and Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, touching whom you receive commandments, if he come unto you, receive him." He speaks of him as a fellow worker in the letter he wrote to Philemon. In Philemon verses 23 and 24, Paul wrote, "Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, saluteth thee, and so do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers." And then when Paul was in prison and wrote to that young man he loved, Timothy, he asked for Mark to come to him in prison, as he was useful for him in the ministry. We read in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 11, Paul writes, "Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is useful for me for ministering." Paul and Barnabas and Mark never allowed their differences to in any way injure the cause of Christ. It is the shame that the same cannot be said of the present time. Silas was one of the chief men among the brethren in Jerusalem. He was a prophet. He was sent by the church at Jerusalem to Antioch to help establish the truth of the church in Antioch, Acts chapter 15, 23 and 22 and 23. And he was a man of ability and usefulness, and a fit associate for Paul in this great work. Saul, sent from the church in Jerusalem, and then with Paul by the church at Antioch, Silas was an assurance to the Jews of the cooperation and unity of the church in both places. Besides, Silas, for these reasons, could present the decision of the church in Jerusalem concerning the circumcision of the Gentiles with great force. Now, this is pretty much what we know about Mark in the New Testament. He was not an apostle, but he was associated both with Paul and with Peter, and he is the author of the book that bears his name. It is almost unanimously agreed by early writers that he wrote under Peter's direction and wrote for Gentile converts, since he often explains Jewish customs. Since we are studying Mark, and since Mark wrote the book of Mark, I thought it would be fitting to read some from that book. Let me read to you from Mark chapter 1. We read in Mark 1 and verse 1, "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, even as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, 'Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare thy way. the voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Make ye ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John came, who baptized in the wilderness, and preached the baptism of repentance unto the remission of sins. And there went out unto him all the country of Judea, and all they of Jerusalem, and they were baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair, and had a leathern girdle about his loins, and did eat locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "There cometh after me he that is mightier than I, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I baptize you in water, but he shall baptize you in the Holy Spirit." Mark chapter 1 and verse 9. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized of John in the Jordan. And straightway, coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens rent asunder, and the Spirit as a dove descending upon him. And a voice came out of the heavens, "Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." Mark chapter 1 and verse 12. And straightway the Spirit driveth him forth into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan. And he was with the wild beast, and the angels ministered unto him. Mark chapter 1 and verse 14. Now after John was delivered up, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel." Mark 1 and verse 16. And passing on by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net in the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, "Come ye after me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And straightway they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little further, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the boat, mending their nets. And straightway he called to them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants, and went after him. Mark chapter 1 and verse 21. And they go into Capernaum. And straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as having authority and not as the scribes. And straightway there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Nazarene? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, tearing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, inasmuch as they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching? With authority he commandeth even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And the report of him went out straightway everywhere into all the region of Galilee round about. Mark chapter 1 and verse 29. And straightway, when they were come out of the synagogue, they came to the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and straightway they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and raised her up, and the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. Mark chapter 1 and verse 32. And even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were sick, and them that were possessed with demons. And all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick with divers diseases, and cast out many demons. And he suffered not the demons to speak, because they knew him. And then verse 35, in the morning, a great while before the day, he rose up and departed into a desert place, and there prayed. That's a sample of Mark's writing. We'll see more in the next class.